Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am Hitanshi Desai, the host for this episode. So let's get started. Today we have with us Saiba Chopra. She has an experience of over 6 years in the industry. She has been working as a data scientist in a few organizations along her journey. She is actively involved with the research work as well. She is currently an MS candidate in Applied Economics. Hi Saiba. Thank you so much for joining us today. Could you please introduce yourself in brief?
Yeah, hi Hitanshi. It's really nice to be here today. Like you said, I've been a data scientist for close to 6 years. I have worked in clean tech, in media, in microfinance, and worked on a variety of data science projects across these industries. I am currently a graduate student studying applied economics at the University of San Francisco. And while I've been here, I've also been involved in research projects where I've been able to leverage my data science skills in order to work on economics-related research.
Thank you, Saiba, for introducing yourself. So how did you begin your journey in the field of technology?
I started data science work when I was working at a Mahindra Group company called Mahindra Susten. They are a solar power company in India, and they were starting a data science and operations team where they wanted to measure the performance of solar power plants that they were building. And they wanted to use data science in order to do that. And I joined them initially when they were just starting as the marketing analytics manager. And I always knew I wanted to be a data scientist because I worked in strategy for a year and a half before that, and I kind of missed analyzing data. And this looked like the perfect opportunity. So it was sort of my little foot into the door after I realized that I wanted to work with more data. The marketing analyst position then helped me transition to a data science position within the same division of the larger company. And it was great. It was a really small team. I was the second data scientist, and we were all just kind of, you know, starting off together. This was a few years ago. So this was in 2015, and this was around the time when data science was really becoming super popular in terms of, you know, everyone had access to data and they just wanted to sort of figure out how to analyze it. So it was a really great place to be and learn how to work on data science projects. And yeah, that was sort of like my lucky break into the industry.
And that's really, really amazing. So how did you start in with data analytics?
So once I joined the team, we were looking at a few different projects. The first project was just looking at what failures can be detected within a solar inverter. And I worked on that initially. That involved, and then I quickly realized that most of data science work is just trying to clean the actual data. And once I started off with that project, we like moved on to trying to also use the data science team to work on projects that were not solar related and were sort of using other companies' data to help them with like power predictions. And then we worked with a wind power company where we were trying to predict the future power in order for them to manage how much they would allocate to the grid, how much electricity from the wind turbines they were going to allocate to the grid. That was mainly my start. I really enjoyed it thoroughly. And after that, I worked at a ZTV subsidiary, and I worked on different sort of media related data. They had an app where they're trying to see what people are watching and how to leverage that for advertisements. And that was interesting. And then after that, I worked in microfinance. So my broad learning from all these experiences is that there are certain skills that you really need as a data scientist, and these skills are transferable across industries. Domain expertise does matter, but that's something that you can rely on other team members to really understand. And I think that just knowing how to find errors in the data, or just trying to, you know, really like dig deep into the data, are extremely valuable skills.
Yeah. This sounds really interesting, working across so many domains.
Yeah, it's been fun. It was really fun for me because I never felt like I was bored. And I also was really happy that these skills were sort of looked at not from a domain expertise angle and more like, this is a technical skill that can be used across different industries. And I think that that's like one of the fun parts of working in data science.
So has your educational background helped you in the journey as a data scientist?
Yeah, I think so. I studied economics, and I think that because of that, I took a few statistics classes, and I also started building a lot of regressions in Stata, which is a software tool that economists use. It's very widely used in econ research. And I think that sort of gave me this background in statistics, which is also what machine learning has. And all of data science really sort of is built around statistics and statistical concepts. So I think that definitely helped me. But in terms of programming, like that was the more challenging part because I didn't have any experience working in R or in Python. And that is something that I use the internet a lot for. But having the background in statistics, I think, definitely helps.
Yeah. So apart from coding, we should also be knowing statistics in order to do good in the field, right?
Yeah, I think that it is important. There are a lot of packages that don't require you to have that knowledge, especially when you're just building models. But I think that a lot of companies, at least from what I have seen so far, is that a lot of companies really want to understand what is happening with the models and with the data and with their business in general, and knowing how to find any sort of information that is deeper than just like summary information. You would need some sort of like idea of like what business statistics would make sense for a company to look at. And that's where the background really comes into play.
Did you have some mentor in your journey to guide you through the right path?
Yeah, I've had lots of mentors. My first mentor was at my first data science position. He was also part of the team, and he joined a little later than I did. We were like expanding the team towards the end of when I left Machine Pulse, which is the name of the company I was working at. And yeah, he like very had a PhD, so had more experience, and it was in computer science. So definitely like helped me with a lot of like the programming questions that I had, and a lot of just, you know, thinking like a programmer sort of questions, because there is like a different sort of way you have to think about problems and how to like structure data that was very new to me when I started out. And he was very helpful in that. And along the way, I think at every company that I've worked at, I have had a mentor that has helped me not only understand things about data science, but just like things about how important it really is to not be overwhelmed by a lot of the challenges that come from working in data science. So I think that the mentors have definitely provided a combination of emotional and intellectual support that have been extremely valuable in my career. And even at grad school right now, I have so many mentors, and I think that finding a good mentor is is the best thing you can do for yourself whenever you're trying to work towards any goal, or if you're trying to achieve something that is, you know, different from what you've experienced before.
So were the initial days challenging for you?
Yeah, they were extremely challenging. I didn't know what I was doing. I was lucky enough to be on a team that was just growing, and lucky enough to be in the industry at a time when things were kind of just growing. I remember that the sort of interviews I had in 2015 for data science positions were so different from the interviews that I had in 2017 for data science positions. And I think there was like an element of luck, because I don't know if I would have had that same opportunity if I was just starting off right now, because I think that now there's just been so much work done in it and there's so much information online that it was still like, but I mean, on the other hand, it was like very challenging because I didn't know how to program, and then just learning how to program in Python and in R was a very steep learning curve for me, and it required lots of hours of just sitting on Stack Overflow and then finding as many data sets as I could online to just work with. And to just, you know, make a lot of mistakes really fast and then try to like continue working through the mistakes. I think it was a lot just like pushing myself constantly to not be frustrated by like things that I thought would take me 10 minutes to figure out would actually like take me an hour to do. And I think it was just like dealing with the frustration was like 80% of the problem for me in the beginning.
But then now you have successfully come out of that phase.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know if I have, because I think that no matter what you're doing, I think that it does, like, things get easier, but then you always want to do things that are new. And the moment you start doing things that are new, they're, like, not, you're not really in a comfortable position. But yeah, but I think that after putting in like many years of effort into like understanding different sort of ways to represent data and then different visualizations, it's like definitely much nicer now. So I'm happy to be in the place I am now.
What would you recommend for the people who are just starting in as a data scientist or in the field of machine learning?
I would say that they should, I think what I've heard is that a lot of people take online classes, and I think that that is a great way to do it. But I think in addition to that, they should really just go online and look for data sets and start working on projects by themselves. And especially people that are looking to enter the field and or looking to transition from an existing role into a data science role, I would highly recommend that they build a website and then show their portfolio on that website, or just start writing about their data science work. Because what I've realized is that there is a lot of marketing involved in just, you know, showcasing your skills, because there is so many ways that people can now really learn about data science and sort of write things on their resume that like will help them stand out. That I think that the one differentiating factor is having, instead of just listing things on your resume, to like really show your work and like create a portfolio of data science projects. And I think Kaggle is a great website for data and like just for competitions, and you can like post a lot of your notebooks on there and even learn from a lot of people that have notebooks already posted for different data sets. But I think that working on projects is the best thing that you can do when you're starting out.
What books, websites, or any other courses you would recommend for someone who is just starting in the field?
Elements of Statistical Learning by Friedman, Tipshirani, and Hasty. That is a great book to start off with. And then even looking online on Professor Andrew Ng's course on machine learning. And then there is just Coursera, edX, Pact. They have a bunch of like different courses on machine learning that are really useful. Some of them are hands-on and some of them are conceptual and theoretical, which is also really great. And then Kaggle is a great place for data sets. And I'm trying to think of like any other websites. I think that's like mainly it. And I think Medium also has a lot of like interesting posts on data science. There are a handful of newsletters that you can subscribe to that have a lot of information on what the new things are in data science, and people write about them on Medium a lot. So I think that just keeping up to date with these like different newsletters is useful.
Yes, that is so amazing. What message would you give to our listeners?
I think that, you know, if you like it, you should definitely just find a data set and try to think of questions that you can answer from it. And I think that you need to be patient with yourself, and you need to like put in as much work in understanding the different ways that you can represent the data and the different sort of analyses that you can do. And I think that the number one piece of advice I would give people is to have a question before they go do the data set. Otherwise, you can sort of get lost in a lot of information, and having like this one sort of intention and one sort of question that you have that you want to answer from the data that you have is will really help you really like streamline the whole process.
Thank you so much. So what does the tech community looks to you? Do you feel that there are biases in the community?
Okay. Gender bias in the industry. I definitely think that there is gender bias in tech because of the different accounts that I have heard of, and sometimes, and I can't say that I have like personally experienced it, but that does not mean that there like the bias does not exist, because I have heard of stories of friends that have been in teams where they felt like their opinions have been overlooked and they feel like they're not really given a chance to provide any sort of feedback to problems that they're working on as a team. And I have heard a lot more negative stories. I think that my experience is definitely an outlier. I will have to say that I have worked in like mainly male dominated teams, and so far I have felt like pretty respected. So I think that, you know, the more conversation that people have about gender bias existing, and the more companies are aware of the fact that these biases could exist, and the more conversations that people have within companies about these biases, the more it will just, you know, be sort of controlled. And I think that women should not let bias be a determinant in sort of applying places, and also like pushing thoughts on it ahead. I think that in times where I've heard of people being facing situations where they felt like they were being overlooked, or if they felt that they were being put in uncomfortable positions, I think that the best way to really work on these is to like report it and have a conversation about it. But it unfortunately it does exist, and I hope that things have become better over time, and I hope that they will become better over time.
Hopefully it does. So I have read that you have been a mentor for online classes as well.
So, yeah, I have taught two online classes. Okay, yeah. So the first one was scikit-learn recipes, and the second one was about feature engineering. And these are like mainly hands-on classes where we recognize that there is a lot of information available online. And one of the challenges that I especially faced when I had just started off as a data scientist was that I would try to find solutions to a problem or just like want to learn something more. And there would just be like too much information on the internet. And sometimes knowing what information is more valuable than others, like just finding that out took a lot longer than I had wished it had. So what I try to do with these classes was try to sort of create this like one-stop shop for things that I wish, like the packages and the different ways of working with scikit-learn and different ways to do feature engineering that I had wished that I had had when I was starting off versus having to spend like a lot more hours on just like Googling about which libraries and which like feature engineering techniques were the most useful given the data set that I had.
So what are your views about this pandemic? Is it an opportunity for the people in the industry or a boom?
I think that in some ways it is an opportunity to work on things that maybe people would not have worked on before, because now no one is really going to the office and you have those extra hours in the day. If you had to travel to go to work, you have that time to do other things. But at the same time, like personally for me, when the lockdown began, I felt like I was extremely productive. And as the lockdown progressed, I felt like it was harder to be productive because in some sense, you know, you feel like you have all the time in the world to do things. Yet it's like harder to self-discipline when you're not really going anywhere and you're not really like meeting a lot of people. So I think that just, you know, if you're able to like manage your time well and set a schedule, I think that that has really helped. And I think that there are ways to make this pandemic work for you. But at the same time, it's just a very hard time. And I think that especially if you have people that have been affected by the virus, that it is, it's definitely a challenging time as well. So I think only will we know in the next 6 months or 1 year about how we like really felt about this. But I hope that I hope that people that can be productive at this time are able to be productive. And if you're not able to be productive, I feel like that is okay too. So I think that it can definitely be a mix. And hearing about the job losses and all of the other economic issues is just very disheartening. And I hope that that will change when things start opening up as well.
Yes, let's just hope we come out of this and of these really soon.
Yes, yeah, I hope so.
So where can our readers connect with you?
They can connect with me on LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is probably the best place. Otherwise, I don't know if you guys do email and stuff, but LinkedIn is probably the best. I respond to LinkedIn as frequently as I can, and they are welcome to send me a message or a connection request, and I would be happy to help them with any questions that they have about data science or anything else.
So with that, we have come to an end. It was really great having you. Thank you for taking out some time from your busy schedule for the community.
Thank you. This was great.
Thanks for joining and sharing so much. I hope the listeners will benefit from this podcast as much as I did.
Yeah, I hope so too. This was great. Thank you for taking the time. Thanks for inviting me.